Forgive me if I've wronged you. Regardless, this harshness holds both expressions of love and self-praise, provided they believe the apostle has wronged them by not accepting anything from them or depending on them for support. If you accuse me of this, he says, I don't claim your accusations are baseless, but gently plead, I apologize, forgive my error, and note his wisdom. Because repeatedly discussing this issue risks their humiliation, he consistently downplays it. For example, earlier he declared, As the truth of Christ is in me, this boast will not be silenced within me. And elsewhere, Do I love you any less? God knows, to deny those who seek an excuse and to expose their bragging to be no better than ours. In another letter he wrote, What then is my reward, that in preaching the gospel I may present it free of charge? And now, forgive me this wrong. He repeatedly steers clear of insinuating that he refuses their support due to their weakness and again avoids causing them hurt. That's why he now puts it this way. If you see this as a transgression, I ask for forgiveness. Now he speaks this way to both inflict and heal a wound. One might argue, if you aim to inflict pain, why apologize? But if you're apologizing, why cause pain? This illustrates the sage balance of cutting to heal. Lest he seem consistently focused on this issue merely for the sake of receiving from them, he dismisses that suspicion in his previous letter, saying, But I'm not writing this so it may be applied in my case. I'd rather die than let anyone negate my boasting. But he addresses it here in a softer, gentler manner. How and in what way?